Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Chaf Hei of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we're learning about include the question of Evet Shasir Se Rabbi Bebeit Semahu. If a person damaged his servant's testicles, does the Evet become free? Esrim Abba Rashi Evarim Sheba Adam Kulam Ein Mitam Mishom Michya. The 24 heads of a person's organs do not become tummy through the tzaras of Michya, because as Rashi explains, the Pasuk states, L'chol Mari Ein HaKoyin, Shtei Kulay Niris Ka'achas. The Kohen must be able to see the complete Negev at once, and the Michya that was on a sloped area such as the Chaf Dalet Rashi Evarim does not become tummy because the Kohen cannot see the beginning and end of the Negev at once. The Machlok is regarding Lashon. If a person removes his Eved's tongue, does the Eved become free? The Machlok is regarding Hazah. If Mechatzas was sprinkled on a tummy person and landed on his tongue, is the Hazah valid or not? Beis HaSasarim, the hidden parts of a person's body. Regarding Tumah, if a tummy item touches the Beis HaSasarim, the person does not become tummy. Regarding Tevila, immersion in the mikvah, even though the water does not touch the Beis HaSasarim, he does become tar. However, Ro'u L'Bi'is Mayim Be'inan, the water must be able to reach the Beis HaSasarim, and therefore, Nimtze Etzem Meitshenah, if a bone was lodged between a person's teeth, the Tevila is not valid, because the water was not able to reach his teeth. The machlek is in the ways that a behemah daka, small animal, and a behemah gasa, large animal, are acquired. Mesira, the seller hands over the behemah to the buyer by its leash or hair. Hagba, the buyer lifts the animal. Meshicha, the buyer pulls the animal. The ways that one acquires an elephant, according to Reb Shimon.